Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Stone's bringing us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the3rd3.com, is that website. So check it out. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, an organization I really encourage you to focus on helping them. They could use your support, your moral support, and your financial support. Karen, I want you to give us a report on the new healthcare things that are going on. There's some really exciting stuff. Basically, Obamacare is just a remnant now, isn't it?
It is, but there's still some baggage that is, you know, driving costs higher and preventing some choices to the marketplace. But yeah, some really exciting developments on the regulatory front. The Department of Labor, last month they put out, or the month prior, now I'm losing track, Jim, but at any rate, the Department of Labor, they did two big rule changes, one on association health plans that would allow organizations, associations, entities to aggregate, you know, the power of their members to negotiate for lower costs. So, you know, like an SBE council could use its 100,000 members to develop a healthcare plan.
A chamber of commerce or a group of chambers of commerce. Your trade group, your national trade group could do it.
You're right. And it's not just small businesses, but also self-employed people could also be a part, you know, of those association health plans too, which was, you know, which is big because most small business people are self-employed people. They're single, you know, person entities. That was a big change. A new one that was put out at the end of last week on limited duration plans. There
is this short-term Let me stop you for a second. These AHPs, yes. Association Health Plans. Is this rolling out? Is this going to be? Can people start forming these things now?
Yeah, they can. The organizations or associations that are doing them are going to be working on them now. There's a couple other little things that have to, like clarifications that have to happen in September. But very quickly, the government, the DOL, is going to start approving, you know, some of these things. It's going to be happening rapidly. And I would say
are the state insurance commissioners going to be pushing back on this?
They haven't so far. Okay. You know, it is sort of a national rule change.
Folks, this does fly in the face of their domain. I mean, the states are responsible for the state insurance commissioners are responsible for the insurance inside their states. And if you have an association of health plans, it cuts across state lines.
It does. It absolutely does. It's sort of like being a big corporation.
Yep.
You know, big
corporations.
Yes, or unions. I mean, they have the ability to aggregate their numbers, their employees, you know, to negotiate.
All we're asking for is small businesses to have the same thing unions and big companies have.
That's right. Exactly. We've been saying that for a long time, Jim.
Yeah, long time.
So here we go. That's done. The rule change on short-term limited duration plans. Obamacare basically took these gap insurance plans, limited the time that they could be allowed in the marketplace from a year to 3 months. So if you wanted to get a short-term limited plan, you know, sort of like a more of like a no-frills type of plan, something that would provide you with sort of the basic type of insurance that you need in between things, Obamacare limited that to only 3 months. And that's sort of ridiculous because sometimes, as you know, people are out of work for a longer time. If they need gap insurance when they're starting a business, they may need it for a year or more. So what this new rule change, the new final rule that was put out, basically stated that these short-term limited duration plans can be moved from 3 months up to a year, but you actually can renew them up to a three-year period. Hmm. You know, this only makes sense for our modern workforce and marketplace. People come in and out of the workforce for personal reasons, right? They might take a full-time job and say, well, look, now I have to stay home. or I need more flexibility to take care of my parents or my kids or
what a novel idea. Make a healthcare system to suit the humans and not the government. Who ever heard of such a crazy idea? I'm really good at sarcasm. Have you noticed that?
A little bit, Jim. Just a little bit. So, but anyway, the government has become a little bit more. The rules have become more practical. Let's just say it like that around these type of plans, which I believe serve a really important need in the marketplace and give people a lot more flexibility and at least having some type of coverage.
Now, let me ask you this question: These are Labor Department orders. Guidance, basically, right? And which could be undone by the next administration. Is this something the Congress is going to get behind and make permanent?
I think right now they're focusing on some other pieces. They are focusing on other pieces of the healthcare law to quickly give people more choices in the marketplace and lock in additional things. For example, the House just passed a big package before they left for recess on health savings accounts, strengthening them, improving them, making them a little bit, again, like everything else, a little more practical for people to use. For example, the bill that was passed doubles the contribution limit of health savings accounts for individuals from $3,400 to just over $6,000, for families from $6,900 to $13,000. It lifts some of the Obamacare restrictions on a purchasing over-the-counter medications.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm excited about, it also allows people that have HSAs to use them for direct primary care.
Wow.
Direct primary care is making a huge comeback.
No
Doctors
kidding.
Setting up practices.
This is logical. This is common sense stuff, folks, which means it's what humans need, not what some politician and some ideology needs. Quick break, right back with Karen Kerrigan. We're going to talk about taxes after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.